Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. With the warm weather approaching, Guaranteed Industries Analytics would like to remind you to book your spring air conditioning maintenance tune-up now. Call 514-342-3400 or GuaranteedIndustries.com. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Andrew. Welcome back.
Thank you. How is Santé Quebec different from any other thing, and is this going to work?
It's different in that there will now be a single employer, and it has to be given a chance to work. This is based on 30 years of reports, recommendations, and reforms. We've learned what works and what doesn't work. Christian Dubé, for my money, is simply the best health minister we've ever had, full stop. This guy deserves to be given a chance. He's thoughtful. He's open. He's courageous. He's going to be consulting. He's going to be listening. Some of the unions have already slammed the door on it. The biggest union in Quebec, the FTQ, is more open. So there's hope that he can get enough people on side. There's going to be a lot of consultation in parliamentary committee. There'll be clause-by-clause study. It's a beast that is overdue. They're going to create an institution, Santé Quebec, that people are comparing to Hydro-Quebec. You just bring everything together in one place with regard to how the system works. And yes, you'll have the remnants, the skeleton of a ministry in Quebec City. This is one of the things I've been pushing. This is my piece in the Gazette yesterday, but I've been pushing it on French media as well. This thing has to be based in Montreal. If they set this thing up in Quebec City, it will fail. 100% guaranteed it will fail. There's no possible way for this thing to be run out of Quebec City and to have the sensitivity, for example, for the boards of directors of the hospitals and the foundations of places like the Jewish General, the McGill University Hospital Center, St. Mary's, and on and on. These are institutions that were built up by communities, or not over years or decades, over generations. And there's a real concern there in the regions. You know, if you're up, I was doing with a colleague who's up in Rouyn-Noranda, we were doing a thing on TV yesterday, and, you know, she's very worried about what it means for the region. So these are all discussions that have to take place. But Andrew, overall, it makes no sense that a nurse, to use Dubé's example, a nurse who lives in Montreal and is moving up north with her family for a bunch of reasons, is not even allowed to go and work in St. Jerome and bring her seniority with her. She has to start at the bottom of the ladder, even if she's got 20 years experience. So that's bonkers. That's exactly the type of stuff that's going to change. Right now, we have over 130 different bargaining tables for the current collective agreement negotiations. That's going to be brought to four. And that is exactly the type of thing that everybody spotted. Michel Clair, a former PQ minister, but a very smart guy who worked on this stuff. And he said a lot of this stuff he said 20 years ago. And it was, some of it was in the reform that was proposed by Jean Rochon, and on and on and on. So we know what has to be done. Nobody's ever had the political courage. Legault's got a big majority. He's got a strong minister. And this is going to be the thing that he hangs his career on, and it has to be given a chance to work properly.
Okay, so what about the individuals who actually run the hospitals, the bosses they're going to bring in at each hospital to take over? Will these be people from inside the hospital who know the hospital well and are good advocates, or will they just be somebody sent in from Santé Quebec?
Same thing as the first answer. If they bring in a bunch of bureaucratic flunkies who are, you know, directly plugged into Quebec City, it's an abject failure that won't last 6 months. If they do it right, and I have every reason to believe that Christian Dubé is going to do it right, he'll take somebody with an ear for the local issues and concerns and an understanding in the greater Montreal area in particular of the different cultural communities that are involved. They have to have that sensitivity. But where Dubé is right is that in Gaétan Barrette's messed up reform, he fired so many medium-level managers, 1,300 of them, and there were so many hospitals. Like, you have a hospital, for example, in Rouyn-Noranda or in Abitibi that's being run out of Saguenay 100 kilometers away. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it was to save one job of a hospital director general. They would say, oh, the same person's going to now run two hospitals. It was bonkers. It was an utter failure. So you're completely right, Andrew. They have to get the right people into those jobs. But again, these are long overdue reforms. I'm going to be cheering Dubé every step of the way because I know the guy and I know how he operates. And if he does it right, this could actually be a total game changer, very positive game changer for the system. But again, we can't let the health department in Quebec City have anything to do with running this thing. And if we leave it in Quebec City, they'll just take it over and it'll never work.
We're losing 6 French newspapers. These are basically some small, medium town newspapers from Saguenay to Sherbrooke.
Yeah, and it's a real shame, and it's important to talk about it every time, because some of this goes in front of parliamentary committee in Ottawa, and people are talking about Google and Facebook and who's doing what and who's stealing whose news content. But here's the real world, okay? These are things like Le Nouvelliste in Trois-Rivières. This is a really good local newspaper, okay? They all belong to the same chain that once belonged to the Desmarais family through Power Corporation. That was La Presse newspaper as the flagship, but all of these other ones, Le Quotidien up in Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, and the Tribune in Sherbrooke and so forth, really important local institutions. They'll continue to publish online, but there will be 100 media jobs lost with this stroke of a pen. And it's a shame, because this local media, you know, what just happened in Louisville, the tragic murder of Sergeant Maureen Bro, that was the Nouvelliste who got that online with full details within hours of it happening, because it was in their bailiwick. That's what regional coverage is. And that could stand to be lost, and a lot would be lost with it in our ability to talk to each other and understand what's going on in this vast province.
One of the things out of the federal budget the other day was a big national health care plan, but sounds like Quebec says, no, thank you, give us the money instead.
Yeah, the dental plan, this is the big deal that was in the agreement between the Liberals and the NDP. So Singh gets to boast about it and say, this is our idea. He's right. And Trudeau says, here's a bunch of money, over $10 billion now targeted for this thing. It's a bit of a problem, the program that the feds have put together, simply because there's not much detail on how it actually operates. So it's based on, fingers crossed, hope this thing works, and send us some requests and we'll send you a check. It is a good idea, of course, to have, you know, if we're talking about our free universal medical coverage, let's include some dental care for kids, because that affects their overall health for the rest of their lives. Great idea. What Quebec is saying is not unreasonable. Okay, we're so used to this arm wrestle between Quebec's governments and Ottawa. But on this one, you have to say that the Quebec government is right. We've had a similar plan for years and years and years. We already have it. We've already been paying for it. So a little bit like other plans, like when they came up with their daycare plan in Ottawa, it was very easy. They just looked at Quebec and said, you're so far ahead of every single other province. Instead of just trying to tell you what our conditions are, here's a check for your system, give it some oxygen and keep going. The same thing should happen here. But somehow Trudeau gave a completely wrong answer to this. Maybe he was tired after the budget, basically told Quebec to take a hike and he was going to decide what the dental program was for kids. Not a smart answer politically. Maybe it was meant for the rest of Canada, but it's not going to fly, because we're already paying for a system, and it's certainly not up to the gnomes in Ottawa to tell us what the detail of which molar is covered by the Quebec system. We've got the system. It's in place. It actually works. It's certainly better run and more detailed than the federal one. So I think Trudeau's going to have to back down on this one. I honestly didn't understand his answer.